Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yashalom. We're on Masachet Chulin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud, continuing on with our discussion of about Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. It's going to lead us to a very interesting tangent of a series of practices that Abaye observed, had concluded the reason was a practical reason, and found out that it was something altogether different. Parenthetically, the last line that we read in the previous podcast could be read two different ways. When asked about measuring salt, whether one has to wash, Lomi Baya could be the answer that there is no need to wash, or Lomi Baya may mean the opposite. It's so obvious that somebody like this would have to wash that it doesn't even need to be asked because he's been handling salt with his hands. Amar Baye, Meresh Haveyamena Haide Lomashu Maya Batroy Al Ara. Originally, I thought the reason that we don't wash Mayim Achronim on the land, on the ground, but rather into a kli, Mishum Zuama, is because you have a bad smell on your hands, and it's not nice to have it go on the ground where other people may have to deal with it. Amar Limar, but Rabba taught me, Mishum Deshar Yeruach Ra Alayu. There's actually a Ruach Ra on your hands you have to get rid of, and you don't want to have that metaphysical infection out there in the world for others to be hurt by. Amar Baye, Marei Shavi Amena, there was a custom that if somebody was about to drink or had a cup in his hand to drink, you don't grab anything off the table. He thought it was it was because you may surprise the guy and he may choke on what he's drinking. Rabbi Ant told him, no, that's not the reason. It actually leads to some sort of an illness. But that's only true if you take it away and don't put it back. Because, of course, if it's about surprising him, it doesn't matter whether you put it back or not, or how far away you are, or what you take, you'll be surprising him. But because it's this other metaphysical thing, supernatural thing, if you will, then it's only if you take it and don't return it. If you return it, it's not a problem. It's only if you take it more than arba mot away from the table. That's not a problem. That's also only if you take something that is necessary for the meal. If it's something that's not necessary for the meal, then it's not a problem. Now, Mabra Rashi kapina filo asita uvuchna netavli. He was makpida, not even to take the spice grinder away from the table. He said that was considered something needed for the suda, so he would never take it off the table to not be returned and take it more than 4 amot away if anybody was drinking at the time. Next, the reason that we sweep up crumbs, mishum mankiruta, is to clean the place up. If you leave crumbs strewn around, it will lead to poverty. Hahu Gavra, so there was a fellow, the minister of poverty, the demon that was in charge of that, was trying to get him to be poor. He couldn't get him. Because this guy was very careful about cleaning up his crumbs. This guy ate some turnip with... he had his bread with some grass. Amar Hashta Vadi Nafal Biyadai. So the Tsar was sitting there waiting, saying, oh, this guy is certainly going to become mine, because there's no way he can clean this up. But Bata the Achil, surprise, surprise, Atamara Akrina Liabli Shadino Lunara. What happened is he uprooted the grass that it came from and threw it all in the river. Shame de Kamar, he overheard the shade saying, Vaida Afke Hu Gambete. Woe to the man who's been thrown out of this guy's house. In other words, he wasn't able to defeat him at all because he was always careful to clean up after himself. His food. The next practice. The reason people don't drink foam on top of a drink, mishum miyasuta, because it's disgusting. He said, no, mishum nakashi lacharsam. It leads to having a kind of a constant cold. So, mishtaya, if you drink it, kashi lacharsam. That's what it's difficult for. It'll lead to minpachbe. If you blow it off, then kasha l'resha, it'll give you a headache. Madche, if you push it off, kasha l'aniyuta, then it'll lead to poverty. So maitakante, what do? Shakesh gui, just kind of push it into the drink. Now lacharsam lachamra, if you got it because you drank the foam on wine, shikra, drink beer. The shikra, if you got it because you drank the one on meat or beer, maya, the drink water. Demaya, but if you drink foam on top of water, I'm not sure how that can happen. Lately, takanta, there's no solution for you. Vahainu da amri inshi, that's why people say, Batar Anya Azlan Yuta. Poverty follows the poor. In other words, this guy who can only afford water, and now he drank the foam off the water, has no solution. Rabbi, next practice. Anybody who doesn't eat the fact that we avoid taking the vegetables from a bundle that's brought to us by our gardener. Because it looks like extra hunger. It looks like you're being kind of a pig, grabbing it. This is something that's supposed to put away for market or whatever. Actually, it makes you vulnerable to hexes. And here's a story. They were going on a boat. Some woman tried to hex them, said, stay there. They wouldn't stay there. Amra Milta, she said some sort of a hex. Asartala Arba made the boat stand still. Amru Inu Miltas, they said something back, Shar Yuad, released it to go. So Amru, Mayaviluchu, what can I do to the two of you? You don't wipe yourselves using pottery. You don't kill lice on your clothes. And you don't eat those vegetables brought to you by the gardener. These are all things that evidently make you vulnerable to hexes. You guys are careful about all these things, so I can't hurt you. Rabbi, next practice. The reason that people don't eat vegetables that fall on the table, mishum yasuta, because we don't know where it came from, I've been on the ground. Amali mar, mishum nekashel reachapet, leads to halitosis. Alright. I thought the reason people don't sit under a rain spout, mishum shofchin, because you get rained on. Amali mar, Rabbi said, no, mishum deshchichi mazikin, that's where all the demons hang out. And here's a story. Hanush Guloi, there were some porters, the Havudaru Chavita the Chamer, they were schlepping a barrel of wine. Baulat Fuche, they stopped somewhere and rest. Utvua Tutemarziva, they stopped under a rain spout. Paka, the thing blew open, exploded open. So Atul Kamar Ravashi, they came to Mar Ravashi, because they were also concerned about the demonic impact. Apik Shipura Shamte. So Ravashi, Mar Ravashi took out Shofarot and declared the shade to be in Cherem. Atalakame, so now the shade came before Rav Rashi. Amarle, Amai Tavid Hachi. Said, why are you doing this? Amarle, Echi Avid, what do you want me to do? Ki Otva Be'onai. I was sitting there, they stuck that barrel in my ear, that's my place. Amarle, At Paduchta Deshchich Rabbi, my bite. So Rav Rashi, there's no problem saying this to the shade. And he said, then you're in a place that's a public area, what are you doing there? Atu Deshanit, you did the wrong thing, you violated the public space. Zil Shalim, you have to pay for the barrel. So Amalei, the shade said back, Hashanam Nikvili Marzimna. So give me time to pay back. Ve'aparan, I'll pay. Kavale Zimna. So he said, 30 days, however long he said. Kimata Zimna Yaakov. He, the guy didn't show up. The shade didn't show up. Kiata Amalei, he finally showed up with the money. And so the Rama Ravashi said, Amailo Atib Zimnach, why didn't you come on time? Amalei, Komili Ditsayer Vachate Vachayel Umani. Anything that is tied up or sealed or that's counted out, late on Rashuta Lemishkomine, we can't take it. That's the rule on Shadim. Adam Shachina Midefker, I have to find something that's Hefker, that's not bound up. It took me that long to find enough stuff that I could then bring in the money to pay for the barrel that I was responsible for. Parenthetically, there are lots of different ways to understand these statements, ranging from taking them literally to understanding them figuratively, to the Rambam's approach, which is pretty much to not deal with them. The Meiri's approach, very famously, to say that Chachamim's, the Meiri and Arvei Pesachim, to say that Chachamim certainly did not believe in any of these things, but if they were folk wisdom and they weren't out and out of Arizara, they abided them. That's very difficult in light of this sugya, but much has been written on the subject. V'yamarabai, Mereisha V'yameina, hai deshadi mayami puma dechatzva. So Abaye said, the practice I know that people spill out water from the top of a jug, mishum tsivtats, because there might be some wood in there. Amalimar, Rabbi said, no, mishum ikamayim harayim. The first water that comes out is considered bad water. Alright. So now we hear a story. Hahu barshida, the have by Rav Papa. There was a shade who worked in Rav Papa's house. Azal atuyamayim minara. He sent him to go get water from the river. Yaakov, it took a long time. So they said to him, why would you take so long to get the water? I wanted to wait till all the bad water passed and bring you only good water. Then he saw that they were spilling water out from the top of the jug. So Amari, If I had known that you were accustomed to behaving like this, I wouldn't have taken my time. I would have brought you regular water, knowing that you pour a little bit out from the top so that you avoid this mayim harayim, whatever that is. Okay, back to our halachic discussion. Kiata Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and said, mayim harishonim hachilo basar chazir. There was a case where a guy wasn't careful about mayim rishonim, and he ended up getting fed chazer. Because what happened is he came to an inn, he didn't wash, they thought he wasn't Jewish, they gave him chazer. Achronim otziu ata isha mibaala. There was a guy who didn't wash mayim achronim, and they ended up, divorcing his wife as a result. What's the story? So Rashi gives us the backstory. There was a fellow who was an innkeeper, and some chachamim came to his inn, and they entrusted him with some money. And then, at the end, he refused to give it to them. He said they never gave it to him. So what they did is they sat him down, and they said, let's have a drink. They figured they'd get some information out of him, but they noticed that he had the remains of the last meal on his beard, because he hadn't washed my machronim, which typically when you do that, you also wash off your face. They then knew what he had eaten. So they went to the wife and said, your husband told us to go get the kasef and get the safe, or, give us the money. And she didn't believe them. She said, he wanted me to tell you a sign that he had lentils in the last meal. She believed them. She gave them the money. And then he got angry and divorced her. All right. Ki'ata Ravin Amar. Ravin came and had a different story. As always happens with Ravin, shows up after Ravdimi, he has a different story, which generally Ravin is the better reporter. Rishonim Echilu Basar Nevela. That in the first story, ate nevela, which is actually judged to be less of a, it's bad, but not as much of a problem as chazir. Achronim hargu et hanefesh. But in the mayim achronim, he ended up killing his wife. So Nachum Yitzchak simanecha atar avdimi afka atar avin katla. So an easy way to remember it is, Ravdimi came and they threw her out, and Ravin came and they killed her. Rav Abba matni chada mihanu chada mihanu l'chumra. Rav Abba had a different story. In other words, he had both chumrot, the chazir, but on the other hand, the mayim achronim, he killed her. Okay, itmar, chamei ha'ur. Now to the purely halachic discussion. If you have hot water, they're heated up. Chizki amar ein notli mehem liyadayim. So you can't use them for nitilat yadayim. Rashi points out that this discussion is independent of the discussion we had earlier about soyin v'chamim. Rabbi Yochanan amar notli mehem liyadayim. You can use them. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, sha'alti Rabbi Gamliel ben Oshel Rebbe. I asked Rebbe's son, Rabbi Gamliel, v'ochel taharot. He was somebody who eats taharot. V'marli kol gedolei galil osin kein. They all use hot water. Now, chamei Tveria. What about the geothermal heated water of Tveria? Chizkemar ein only miyadayim. You cannot wash. Avar pilem miyadayim. You can put your hands in them and do tevilat yadayim. Rabbi Yochanan amar kol gufot v'albayen. You can use chamei Tveria for tevilat haguf. But not for parts of your body. So that doesn't make sense. If you could put your whole body in there, certainly you should be able to put parts in there, and it could be considered a tefillah. So our papa, so he explains, bimkoman, if the water's in the place where they come originally, certainly you could dip your hands in there, that's fine. Mishka mina ubamana, if you pick them up and take them in a kli and put them somewhere else, to koyamalo pligi dasa, that certainly won't work. Ki pligi, they disagree? The paskina bavat barta, if they have some sort of a channel they dig off from the original place of the chamei tiberia. Mar savar kazrin bat barta atumana. So Rabbi Yochanan says you cannot dip your hands in there because the gzeira, then you might then do it in a kli. Mar savar kazrin cheskia says not a problem. Ketanoi, and that whole thing follows machloka tanaim. Mayim shenifsalu mishtiyat behema. Now we're talking about a different getter, not temperature, but waste. If you have water that's so bad that even an animal won't drink it, it's so dirty, then bekelim psulim. If you wash it's in kelim, you can't use it. Bekarka, but if it's still in the ground, then ksherin. This is now you taking it from the ground, not pouring it in. Shemalazor merat bekarka. Even in the ground, just like Rabbi Yochanan said, he said you could put in your whole body in there as a mikvah, but you cannot put in your hands in there as a tefillat yadayim. So hash to go for Torah and yadav raglav kol kosher. Again, same question. El olav de paskim about birta v'haplig in marsavar kazrin about birta atumana marsavar kol kosherin. So it's basically the same explanation we had, that there's a channel dug off from there. And the question is, are we gozer atu kli? Now we get to the bottom of it. Why did the rabbis introduce the mitzvah of netilat yadayim before you eat a meal? And the answer is, as a geder, to protect for eating truma. Because since they made a gzerah that your yadayim, stam yadayim are shniot, and you have to wash your hands for eating truma, therefore they said you have to wash your hands before any meal to make sure that when you eat truma, they're going to be properly tahor. V'od mishu mitzvah. Plus, there's a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? My bai mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. You have to listen to what chachamim tell you. Rava no, mitzvah lishmoa divrei rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He said, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the one who says that there is also a notion of tilat yadayim that's a value of tahara independent of that, of trumei shudichtiv. When you talk about azav, it says, v'chol asher yigabu azav v'yadav lo shataf pamayim. Now, azav is azav until he's had his shevet akim and has gone to the mikvah. But it says anything Zav touches, and he didn't wash his hands, it's Tamei. Which, of course, doesn't make any sense, because Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Mikan Samcho Chachom Tilat Yadayim in the Torah. Here is where the Chachom found an Asmachta in the Torah for Tilat Yadayim. It's certainly the Rabbanim, but an Asmachta. I'm the Rav of Nachman, my Mashman, how do I get that? Dichtiv, Adav Lo Shataf Amayim, Hashataf Tahor. So here's the explanation. Because it says that if he didn't wash his hands, what implying that if he did wash his hands, he'd be Tahor? Hatfila boy, he has to go to the Mikvah. Alachikamar, this is what the text is saying. V'acher shelo shataf tamei. Another person who is not the zav, who doesn't wash his hands, he is tamei. Amar b'lazam ravushaya. Lo amruna tilat yadayim l'peirot el mishum nekiut. People would wash their hands before eating fruit. He said the only reason for that was really to keep your hands clean. Suffer minah, which means if your hands are clean, or if you don't want to, you don't have to. So he thought that meant there's something positive about it, but there's no obligation. Rava said, it's absolutely voluntary. And all of this, somebody washes hands before eating perot in a ritual fashion. That means, of course, if your hands are dirty and you want to eat, so of course you want to clean them, is considered to be very haughty, as if he has some higher level of tahara than everybody else. Rabbi Rachana, have ka'imna kamed Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. I was in front of the two of them. I took a kalayo kalkala de peri. They were brought a basket of perot. V'achlu v'lo mashi yadayu. They ate without washing their hands. V'lo yavu limidi, and they gave me none of it, and I would have been a third. V'barichad chad l'chudeh, and they said bracha achrona independently. Shomin Aflat, you have to remember that based on following the seventh parak of Brachot, the Berkat HaMazon was typically said, was really ideally said, with one person saying it, everybody else saying Amen, not the way that we generally practice of saying it independently. So now, by the Bracha Achrona, they said separately. So Shomin Aflat, we've learned three things from their behavior. Shomin Ain Tilat Yadayim LePerot, first of all, we know that you don't have to wash for Perot. Shomin Ain Mezamin LePerot, there's no Zimun on Perot, which is why they didn't include me. Whenever you have two people together who have eaten, the ideal is for each one to make a bracha separately, which is how they did it. There's a brayta in brachot. That's only if both of them are literate and scholarly and know how to make the bracha. But if one is scholarly and one is ignoramus, sofer mfarechu for yotzei. The sofer makes the bracha, and the ignoramus is yotzei with him, because he doesn't know how to make the bracha on his own. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up, a continuation with our discussion about Tilat Yadayim, and a very confusing brayta coming up. We will deal with that in the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.